You're listening to the KHSU homepage. I'm Danielle Orr. The National Alliance on Mental Illness and the League of Women Voters of Humboldt County have partnered up. They're inviting you to a November 2nd panel to address the intersection of criminal justice and mental illness. This is going to be held on November 2nd from 7 until 9 p.m. at the United Congregational Christian Church at 900 Hodgson Street, the intersection of J Street and Hodgson. And that is a mouthful. I'd like to welcome our guest in the studio today, Mary Lou Lowry. She's a member of the League of Women Voters and a NAMI member, as well as Tim Ash. He's a board member of NAMI, and NAMI, again, is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I'd like to welcome you both to the homepage, and we'll start with you, Mary Lou. Why don't you let the listeners know what's going on November 2nd?
Okay, well, I'll start with a little background. The League is a nonpartisan political organization, neither supporting nor opposing candidates or political parties at any level of government, but it works on vital issues of importance to the community and their members. And two of these issues are mental illness and the criminal justice system. So we have joined forces with the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Humboldt County to present a panel on November 2nd. And Tim will tell about the panel and NAMI.
Okay, and we'll find out more. Thank you, Mary Lou. Hi, Tim. How are you today?
Fine, thanks, Danielle.
You were giving me some interesting statistics about, I asked you, are things bad now? Have they always been this bad? Are they worse? And you replied by informing me on a few things.
Well, I think over time there's been a different treatment of folks with mental illnesses from the early 1840s. Most people with mental illnesses, the organization that where they'd end up would be or was a jail. Mm-hmm. And at that time, some folks saw that situation and felt it was an inhumane way to deal with someone who had an illness. And they created a law that said, and this is in Massachusetts, that you couldn't put a person with a mental illness in jail. You had to put them in a hospital and if they needed that. And over time, it got better and better in terms of the amount of people that were jailed versus in state hospitals. More recently, starting in the 1970s, there was a deinstitutionalization of folks with mental illnesses. State hospitals around the country closed down and reduced the number of beds. Mm-hmm. And the premise was that these people were going to go into the community and get treatment in their community, which we felt was a more humane way to deal with them. And what happened was the money, this was in the recession in the early 70s, the money didn't go along to the local communities. So what happened is a lot of these folks became homeless, they were on the streets, and because of issues they had with behavior at times, they would come into contact with police and then ended up in jail. So it kind of flip-flopped, so all of a sudden there was 10 times more people with mental illnesses in jails than there are in state hospitals right now.
Yeah. And who is going to be at the panel? Would you like to tell the listeners about that as well?
Sure. We have, we're going to have the Humboldt County District Attorney, Maggie Fleming, Public Defender, Kevin Robinson, Eureka Chief of Police, Andy Mills, the Humboldt County's Chief Probation Officer, Bill Damiano, and a psychologist who deals with the forensic or the law enforcement engaged population, Mark Lammers. He's with the mental health branch of Humboldt County Health and Human Services.
Great. And Mary Lou, so the League, you guys are so amazing. You'll be hosting the panel and moderating.
Yes, we will be hosting and moderating, and the public is welcome to answer questions at the end of the presentation. And it'll be typical League fashion where they will write their questions down.
Mm-hmm. And this is a free event. All are welcome. It's from 7 to 9 on the November 2nd date. Something you'd like to add, Tim?
Yeah, I just guess that just to sort of give a little background on what we've asked the panelists to talk about. We're hoping this will be a series and kind of drill down to more detailed topics in the same area of mental illness and criminal justice. But for this first one, we're going to ask the panelists to talk about their role in the community, what they see their role is as they encounter folks that have mental illnesses, DA obviously deals with public safety, but also how they're working with somebody who may not have ability to make decisions or even know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope that if it's well attended and their community is interested, that it may be the beginning of a discussion of what we can do specifically in our community to help alleviate this problem.
Tell us where this is going to be held.
It is at the United Congregational Christian Church. It is at 900 Hodgson Street in Eureka, the corner of Hodgson's and J Street.
And again, this is free and there is plenty of parking. It's important because they're saying that the ratio of people with mental illnesses being incarcerated, it's almost 50% to criminal activity as well.
Yeah, it varies, but so, yes, that's true. In the jails, they're more than in the prison systems.
Yeah, and you see it quite a bit in our county on the streets. We're all seeing it, so really good to become informed. And
that's really a lot of what we're hoping to do is all these folks kind of work in their silos. They do work together, but to get them together in front of the community to help educate the community about really, again, what they see their role to be and the challenges that they have of dealing effectively, because so far what we're doing isn't working. As Mary Lou said, there's a lot of alternatives out there that that people are doing around the country, and there's a movement in California to try to identify the better ones and bring them. So Humboldt County is going to be looking at some of those options too.
That's great.
Yeah, and our hope is that maybe there'll be something so obvious after discussing it together that we can, as a community, work together.
Great minds coming together. Always something good comes from that, right?
Right.
Thank you so much. And you can go to www.nami-humboldt.org, and then the League of Women Voters is at www.lwvhc.org. Thank you very much, both of you, for joining us on the homepage today and for inviting the listeners to this very interesting and important event.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.